Well, it's still a bit of a building site with diggers, tractors and cranes everywhere you look, but today marks another big milestone in the lead-up to London 2012. Not just a year to go, but the Aquatic Centre is now open for business.
It looks amazing. To actually be inside the Aquatic Centre, you can almost imagine athletes walking out there and getting ready on the blocks.
Olympic champion cyclist Victoria Pendleton, among the athletes here today for a first look.
It can be quite intimidating if people have, you know, quite superior arenas or equipment and those kind of things, because as I said, it kind of says, well, that this is how much attention we pay to this detail. Imagine what we've done to our training.
The Aquatic Centre is the last of the six major 2012 venues to be completed. 90% of the park is now ready for action, on time and in budget.
I'm Andy Hunt, I'm Chief Executive of the British Olympic Association. A truly, absolutely breathtaking building. I haven't been in here for quite a few weeks. I have the privilege of coming to park probably every 6 weeks, but this is phenomenal.
Well, swimmers and divers and spectators arriving here will be greeted by a giant, sweeping, curved building with 17,500 seats inside and a very tempting-looking bright blue pool. It's going down well with the former athletes as well, including silver medalist sprinter Colin Jackson.
The audience most probably can hear that I've got a massive grin on my face because it is sensational. You know, it gave me goose pimples.
But not everyone is smiling. Hundreds of thousands of people, including Victoria Pendleton, missed out on the tickets they wanted for the Games. There's been news on that as well today. 2012 boss Lord Coe says up to another million will be made available after Christmas.